searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm not well because, you know what, I've been thinking about it, and our podcasting duo never made sense in the first place. And you know why? Because we're different. You're college and I'm townie. Or am I townie and you're college?
I feel like I'm townie and you're college.
I'm big city folk and you're townie.
I'm fire and you're water.
Never made sense in the first place.
No, that's it. We're here talking Boy Meets World, obviously. Season 5, episodes 2 and 3. And we're not alone. We're going to have many guests this season. The first of which I don't believe has been on since, like, I don't know, season 1, season 2, somewhere around that time period. I'd have to go back at the books and take a look. But he's back today. We got some snow here in upstate New York, and we're just hanging out in the gym jams, talking Boy Meets World. I'm with my husband, Will. Will, how are you?
I'm good. I think it was season one I was on, that Jim Abbott episode.
Oh my God, was that really how long ago it was?
It was a while
ago. He came back for a bonus episode, but we haven't had you on Boy Meets World since the first season.
When Corey liked sports.
Yes. Back when he liked sports.
Even though he never played them.
Now he only cares about Topanga.
Yeah.
Sometimes Sean.
So, Will, you really...
A lot of times, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Will, you really got off your game with being our sports correspondent.
Well, they don't talk about sports anymore. They talk about girls.
It seems...
And what do you know about that subject?
Maybe we talked about...
As much as I needed to.
And that was that. That was that. It worked.
Everything Boy Meets World taught me.
There you go. Got you to where you are today. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So what are you thinking? So you've been, but like, just to keep the listeners updated, you've been watching though. You have been watching along with us and listening to the podcast. So you're still following along with the show. You just haven't been on as a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think of our takes about like the prior couple of seasons? Like, are you on board with us?
I mean, yeah, I think now is where the show really starts picking up. Like, this is the good stuff here. Like, it was fine. Like, there was, like, peaks and valleys within, like, the last couple seasons. Like, some of the most classic episodes of the entire series took place. But, like, some of the episodes, like the cult one and a few of the other ones are just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, now Jack is here. We have new sets. Like, I really am loving having, like, the senior hall, the senior classroom, and Jack and Eric's apartment. I think, like, really, I don't know, they really give, like, a fresh perspective on the show, I think. It refreshes the whole thing.
And our first look at Angela this episode.
Yeah, she was not, was she even named? I don't even know if she was actually.
She said Angela.
Okay, so, but she is there, and she sat next to Sean in these weird new, like, lab desks. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else caught that. That was so strange.
Yeah. Those were science class lab desks.
Yeah, so very excited to see Angela come into the picture. I feel like we usually say this when we get new characters, we're always like very excited for them, right? Like when Turner came in, we were super excited. Eli was there, we were excited. And now we get Jack and Angela, two characters that I think are probably some of the most iconic like characters that come in late.
Yeah.
I would say
for sure.
Yeah, so All right, well, let's not, without further ado, let's break all this down. Let's talk Boy Meets World. Their first episode, season 5, episode 2, is called Boy Meets Real World. And what's strange is we got a previously on segment, Sarah. Like, this is the first time, right? Like, have we ever had one of these before?
I don't think so. I have not recalled a previously on
segment. We've gotten a to be continued, but I don't think we've ever gotten a previously on. Yeah,
there's been two parters.
Yeah, so I feel like that was kind of weird. I don't know if it's like, hey, people who watch this show, did you miss our first episode of the season? No worries, because Sean has a new brother. Just had to put that out there in case you were confused.
in case you missed it.
In case,
pretty big news.
It's like the biggest news ever, but surprise, surprise. And I thought that that was like really interesting. So like we see like a couple of like segments where it's like Jack introduces himself as the new guy and they like announce that they are brothers and the whole thing where Chet asks Sean to go live with Jack. Will, was that as painful for you to watch like Chet kick Sean out of the trailer as it was for us?
I had a different feeling on that, actually. Like, I think that's the best thing he ever did as a father. Like, is get them together and get him out of the trailer park and, like, in that environment. Like, maybe I'm being a little results-oriented in that, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works out in the end. It all works out
for the best, so, like, that's just how I have
that. What if Jack feeling. Was a serial killer?
Well...
I mean, he barely knows Jack, let's be honest. Like, it's his son. That one horror
episode would make a lot more sense.
That's the season. That's exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't look at it that way just because I felt like Chet barely knows Jack. So it's like, it's a risky call, right? Like,
I mean, it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack is literally the nicest guy in the entire show.
He is.
Yeah.
He's like kind of just like a little bit of a baby gem. So we get Corey always has been interested in film and camera. Like, we first see him really, like, take appreciation for it when he was taking film in Eli's class. And his love for film and TV production continues. And he is doing a real world type spinoff, but it's based on, like, how things are going in the new apartment with Sean, Jack, and Eric.
Yeah, this gave me big Dawson's Creek Blair Witch Project crossover episode situation. Like, all of a sudden, it felt like I was watching the wrong show. For those of you who listened to our Dawson's Creek coverage, Dawson is, like, obsessed with filmmaking. And there's a one episode where he does, like, something on what's called Witch Island, which is, like, very much a play on the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
And now I felt like I was watching Corey become Dawson, and I was very thrown off by the whole thing. That now, apparently, he is like, I mean, you're right, Sarah, like, we have seen him get into film. We saw him, like, a few different times he had film projects, and he seemed to really enjoy it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But now he's, like, really all in on this real world project with the three guys in the apartment.
Yeah.
Which does bear fruit. Like, it is dramatic. Mm. But
it's the second time they've pulled a random show from, like, a different network. Like, they had Eric on that dating show with Chris Hardwick.
Singled Out. Never forget.
Yeah. That episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did either of you watch Real World back in the day?
No.
Of course I did.
Wait, Will, how did you not watch Real World?
It wasn't on my radar. I wasn't watching that kind of stuff.
Real World
back then
was my first reality show that I ever watched. I think I watched it before Survivor. Well, no, that might not be true, but definitely around the same time.
I was on Survivor, but I wasn't on like the MTV route.
Yeah, he's not up. He doesn't really like any of the MTV stuff where it's way more about the drama than it is the competition.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're more about like strategic competition shows.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Survivor was just on in my house from the very start of it.
Did you all have like MTV like cable?
Yeah, we had all the channels because my dad worked for
Cablevision,
so we got all that.
Like, but you never watched. Did you watch any other MTV shows?
I would watch some random stuff like. There was a couple like dating random shows
like Next.
Next.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride. Yes.
Robin Big, that show. I don't know if that was MTV or
VH1.
Yeah. Oh, I watched a little bit of that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so like Corey's like really into the real world. And so we see like a lot of the perspective of this episode is behind like Corey behind the lens of the camera. And so a lot of the stuff though is very like staged. Like we see Sean's on the phone making a date with like Janice. And I love Jack coming in. He's like, "Hey, brother Sean." And Jack has like a full on suit on. He's like, "Look, I got an A." And then Eric comes in a wetsuit and a surfboard. Like he's in Philadelphia. Where are you surfing, bro?
Yeah, it's just like definitely a take on like how real is the real world or any of these reality shows. Yeah. So it's kind of like a interesting spin on that. And so I think that it was really funny. I really liked when like Sean was like, "But my October really is booked." And Jack was like, "I really did get an A." It was very, very cute.
Yeah. And then we see like a whole intro that is like the real world, which is fun.
What was your first season of the real world, Jess?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard for me to remember. Like, I remember it hearing about it for a few years before I actually watched it. Because, like, it definitely was, I was too young for it when it first came out, I think. I specifically remember the one where Bananas, who's in the challenge later on, Johnny Bananas, I remember the season he was in.
So that must be later. My first season of Real World was Real World New Orleans. And
you know what? I may have seen Vegas. Do you remember the Real World Vegas with what was her name? Chantel. Maybe that's it.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, you don't know. It's very dramatic. But back then, they really got off on like, "Oh, look at these seven strangers. One's a Republican and a racist. We're gonna house him with this black guy. Let's see what happens."
Yeah,
like. It's so ridiculous to think about nowadays because, like, it's not that weird for people from different lifestyles to find each other and live together. Back then, it was like, oh, my God, it's a big deal. But, so we have Eric working out. He's like, but he's really just standing on a milk crate. Like, don't show that. Don't show that.
And you could tell, like, even before that, like, he's not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way he could do that.
Yeah, and Jack is, like, playing guitar, which, like, I could see him getting more girls than Eric because I feel like having a guitar is way more attractive than working out.
I mean, it depends who you are, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on the girl. Yeah. Some girls like buff dudes and some girls like artsy types.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, Jack and Eric are both kind of, like, ladies' men, but... It's like, I don't know, I guess we're setting up for like a competition between them for women. And I guess like the only thing that like Rachel is the big Rachel. Thing. So it's a little bit of foreshadowing for that.
Yeah. Yep. And
when that starts. Is that this season too?
I think it comes in the next season.
That makes sense.
Because I think the other...
Sean lives with them until then.
And everybody else is in college by then, I think. Right. So.
Yeah.
So then we see, like, we pan out and see that Corey is, like, showing this film in class. And that's when we see, like, the weird science-y desks. And Feeny says that it's excellent. And I was like, really, Feeny? Like, really? Like, are your standards just, like, getting lower and lower as time goes on?
I think that he just gave up. Like, film production class is not supposed to be under his repertoire. But he fired Eli, and he's like, crap, like, I really have to take on this class now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should have hired somebody else, I think.
I mean, there's certainly, like, potential there. Like, you could see he's putting in the effort to, like, do something that's... And there's an actual premise behind it.
I wonder if also Feeny just doesn't know what the real world is, so he has no idea that it's a complete ripoff of that.
Well, no chance. Yeah, Angela points that out.
Yeah. So we do see Angela, and the other thing that Feeny says that is, seriously, Feeny, is he's like, oh, NYU has great majors or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, Feeny, like, if you think Corey's getting into NYU, what have you been smoking lately, Feeny? Like, what are you growing in your garden and smoking out back?
I mean, what kind of grades is Corey getting? I feel like he's getting, like, decent grades, at
least. B's. Probably B's, but B's won't get you into NYU.
I mean, probably not, no.
So,
Corey's expectations to what colleges he's going to get into is seriously misguided when in the next episode he talks about applying to Stanford. I was like, excuse me? Yeah. Like, no, Corey, there's no way.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Topanga's the only one of them that's real.
She'd be able
to. Smarty smart.
Yeah. So, Angela's here, and she's like, you know what? He ripped off the real world. And I was like, yes, Angela. Call him out on this.
Yeah, major call out. Angela gives no shits. Like, she'll out you for plagiarism in no time.
Yep.
Tattletale.
Topanga is like, Topanga brings up the good point of like, are you sure that they're like all right with you filming this? Like, you know, you could be seeing some things that like are uncomfortable to be on film. And he's like, no. They love it. They love it. Which they probably do at this point because they want the attention.
Oh, same.
Sure. Yeah. And Sean's like his best friend, so he's going to say yes to Corey, obviously.
Yeah.
Like Jack, I'm a little surprised that he wanted to do it.
Well, I don't know that we know enough about Jack at this point to know for sure.
He seems like coming in, he just seems a bit like preppy, like a bit like
normal
above it.
Yeah. He's a normie.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of them. We're back at their apartment and we see Sean putting on rollerblades, a real like nostalgia thing, rollerblades. Like I freaking loved rollerblades back in the day. No, you didn't rollerblade?
I mean, I had them when I was a kid, but I don't know if I used them more than 5 times.
Really? I feel like where your family's house was like a good street for rollerblading.
I guess.
Did you go like bicycling or...
Yeah, I rode my bike a lot more than I did that.
Oh, I see. I loved rollerblading.
I was never coordinated enough to skate. Or like ice skating, roller skating. I was never good at either of those.
You have to have strong ankles.
Okay.
You have to have strong ankles to do all those activities.
That's true. But also, like, if you don't tie the laces tight enough and, like, you got the wobbly ankles, then you're done for.
Why I don't ice skate, because I would die.
Well, the roller skates I had, I was a little kid, so they were Velcro, so I was fine.
Yeah.
Or the buckles where it goes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Those are the kind I had. Yep. we see Sean coming out of the shower, and Corey is like in a raincoat, like having filmed him in the shower.
The camera is in its own little raincoat too.
I love the camera.
I thought that was cute.
Now, Will, as somebody that works in the industry, have you ever seen a raincoat for your camera?
I mean, yeah, those kind of things like exist. Like, obviously, back in the day, they would need to cover things up more than they do now. They make them specifically for water.
Oh, they make them waterproof now?
Well, certain kinds of stuff. Yeah, when they use GoPros and stuff underwater nowadays.
Yeah.
Because those can go anywhere.
But I'm sure the covers for cameras aren't, you know, bright yellow. Like,
well, no, that was just, like, being cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's adorable.
Then Corey's just like, oh, it's for the European version, you know? Yeah. Is this the first time? No, wait, never mind. I take it back. We saw Sean with, like, his shirt off in, like, season 1. But this is, like, the first time we've seen him with his shirt off in, like, a very long time, I think. And I can't remember, Sarah, did they do the, like, whoop, woo?
Not this time around, thankfully.
Thank God.
They finally learned their lesson that wooing at children is not really, like, like a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a woman at the door. It's Wendy from 3B. And Corey is like, Corey, what are you doing? He's like, Sean, drop the towel.
He wants the drama. This is the real world.
The drama, the intrigue. I love that Wendy is like, why is the strange boy with the camera dressed as Paddington Bear? As soon as she hears that it's a student project, she's like, oh, I'm an acting major. And she comes up and she's like, I have 2 monologues, Nora from A Doll's House, and one that I wrote called I'm a Little Unicorn. I'm also very good at improv. I was very interested in what I'm a Little Unicorn was all about.
Biggest miss of the episode that we didn't hear it.
Yeah,
I think.
A part of me is just like, I'm a little unicorn, short and stout. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Like a teapot.
It's probably that.
Long is my horn, short is my tail.
Snout.
Snout.
Yeah.
When you tip me over, I get stuck in the ground because my horn goes straight down.
I really hope that Will was writing your wand offs back in the day and not you.
Partially. Some of them.
Yeah, we were a team. Don't make it seem like you did the whole most thing.
Of them. She couldn't even get snout when that rhymes with stout.
Yeah.
I liked my version better.
Oh, Jessica.
I'm a little unicorn.
I'm happy for you.
Anyway, you know what? It's fine.
Anyway.
Corey wants them to kiss. And she's like, I can do love scenes. Yeah. I'm not afraid. And she's
very into it.
Yeah.
A big kiss.
Yeah, writes her number on his hand. We don't do this anymore. No one ever writes their number on people's hands anymore.
I mean, also, she lives like two doors down. Like, she could just like be like, oh, I'm right over there.
Right, because they're like, were there even cell phones? So what do you, you're just going to like ring their landline.
Pretty much, yeah. Probably no caller ID. Oh, wait, did they have caller ID by then? Maybe.
I think they had caller ID, yeah.
Probably.
But it's like, it's right easier to just knock on the door.
Yeah.
Now you don't do this anymore, though. If you want someone's number, you're like, oh, what's your number? I'll text you so that you have mine. Like, that's the move, I think.
Unless you actually don't want to text them, then you just put it in your phone and then delete it when they leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you do this before? You seem experienced in this department.
No.
Okay. I didn't delete my number.
As far as you know.
What? Oh my God. Anyway, we're at Chubby's now. Corey, Topanga, and Sean are hanging out. And Topanga asks how things are going with Sean and Jack, but Corey's like, you have to wait to see the film. It's going to show Sean's full story. And then, shocking, dramatic, Jack walks in with none other than Wendy from 3B.
Oof. Wow. Wow.
I mean, she was looking for him already.
She was. She was there originally looking for Jack.
Yeah. I don't know why it's such a surprise.
Well, Sean's pissed because he thought that, like, he had her in the bag, and he pulls Jack away, and he's like, what are you doing? Like, you know, I was interested in Wendy, and then they, like, have this bit where it's just, like, phone number, kiss, kiss. So Wendy's really getting around with the brothers. And ultimately, Sean finds out that their date was dinner and a concert, a Sheryl Crow concert.
Yes, this is such a like throwback. Sheryl Crow, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom was a huge Sheryl Crow fan.
I've been to a Sheryl Crow concert.
I couldn't name one Sheryl Crow song.
Isn't it I'm Gonna Soak Up the Sun? Yep. Is that Sheryl Crow?
Yep.
I couldn't tell.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
Sure.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Could never have came up with that, though.
I almost had Hand in My Pocket, but that is Alanis Morissette, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got one hand in my pocket.
The other one's doing given something
peace
else.
Peace sign. She switches it up.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, this is, and Sean is just like, I can't compete with this. Like, I don't have any money. And, Jack is loaded.
I mean, not that it truly matters. Like, if it's not a good date and you're at a concert, then it's not a good date regardless. But, like, I see where Sean's coming from. Like, he can't even get close to that.
Yeah.
Like, a date night for him is like a Chubby's, basically.
Yeah, well, I think it's also just, like, we've seen over the seasons, Sean has difficulty dealing with money stuff, right? Like, he worked for the mafia just to buy his friends Christmas presents. Like, the dude does not have a ton of money, and it makes him very insecure when others do, especially Sarah, someone like Jack, who is his half-brother, and has, and this is basically, like, if Sean had a different life, right? Like, if Sean had gotten...
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think he sees it that way. Like, Jack could have grown up like me, poor, but instead he got this rich stepdad.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, he got a little bit lucky, and they came from ultimately the same background. I mean, they lived in the same apartment for some time, which is, like, very, very crazy, something that we didn't know of before. And I think...
But, like... What I'm confused about is, like, was there a different mom? And it's just, like, Chet is the same father?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, like,
Chet
how...
Chet is their half-brothers.
So, all right. So, Sean wasn't around yet, then.
No, because Sean is younger. So, yeah, Jack is so the same age as Eric.
They never lived together then.
They did when they...
But how? Because the other mom would have had to be there.
Right. I think it was more... I'm trying to think.
You have
right,
to remember so. That Verna, we find out later, mm-hmm. is not Sean's real mom. Oh. So maybe Jack's mom was there for a period of time.
Maybe. Yeah, you don't know what the situation was. Like, it could have been that, like, you know, Jack's mom left for a while without Jack and left him with Chet. Like, we don't know.
Maybe. But, I mean, that certainly wouldn't be the last time that happened.
Right. And so... Jack is like, let me tell Wendy, you know, she can go home and we can talk. Meanwhile, Corey is filming all of this. And poor mm-hmm. Topanga, like, I'm so with Topanga here. The whole time, she's just like, Corey, like, stop filming. Like, you need to be Sean's friend here. Like, not the producer of this, you know, school project. And yeah, then we see, like, the kind of talking head interviews with Sean and Jack both kind of saying, like, you know, we don't know if this is going to work out. It's gotten really difficult. And then Eric. Like, I do love Eric's storyline. This episode is just doing laundry. And he obviously sucks at it.
I think that, like, having to do all of your laundry at some point, like, whether it be, like, when you're in high school or even a ton of people don't even get to do their own laundry until... college, it's like a tough adjustment. Like, how many college freshmen have you heard of who bring their laundry home so their parents still do it? It's a little sad.
I mean, I knew how to do my laundry, but like on like a vacation or something, I would just bring it home.
Yeah.
And get it done there.
Yeah.
Because it would be more convenient.
But how old were you when you learned how to do laundry?
Well, I was like young. Like, I knew how to do it when I had to do it for myself.
Yeah, I think I started learning when I got into, like, middle school.
And it's, like, not that hard. You just put it and you pour some stuff in, you hit a button, and there you go.
I mean, honestly, yeah. It depends. Like, I don't have a lot of white clothing, so I don't often have to separate, like, whites and darks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's a scam.
Well, it does darken up the white clothes.
I still separated them.
Keep them separated.
Yeah.
Like the song says.
My life is fine without separating my clothes. I've never really done it. Nothing's... I mean, like, sweaters I keep together, jeans I keep together, towels I keep together. But the darks and the lights, I'm pretty sure it's a scam.
I mean, as long as you're not using hot water, I think you're okay.
Right, yeah.
The trick is to wash everything on the delicate mode. That's the trick.
Oh, okay.
So you don't mess up anything.
All right. Well, this is a call it like talk with people in their early 30s. So
there you go.
We talked about laundry. How embarrassing.
I'm in my 20s.
Know, Will.
Okay. You can leave now.
I know.
You're officially kicked off the podcast. Bye. Goodbye. See you later.
I know.
Anyway, so Amy's watching Corey's film, and she's just like, oh no, Eric, you're not doing laundry properly. And then Morgan, with the weirdest storyline of the episode, walks in with freaking Larry, who she's hired to be the new Eric.
I love this.
Her friend's brother?
Yeah, my...
Who is this creep?
He's Larry!
He's hanging out with her? Like, how is she paying him? What's she paying him in?
I don't know. What is it called? Allowance.
Why does he want to do this?
Because there's nothing else to do.
He tried stealing her stuffed animal.
He's a psycho.
Yeah. He's a creep.
I was all in on this plan until he stole the stuffed animal.
I hate this guy.
I like it. I like how Amy is like, this is ridiculous. And like Alan is like, does he play basketball? It's so stupid.
I think what we're learning over time is that Season one, Alan is the best father we're going to get on the show. Yeah. And as time goes on, Alan becomes less and less fatherly.
He's just Eric's best friend in the universe.
I guess.
Besides Feeny and Jack.
Yeah.
Is Feeny the best father, even though he's not a father?
Yes.
He's more of a mentor, I guess.
Yeah, but still.
I heard that people who have mentors don't think for themselves.
Dean says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
And then we see Eric walking in like his shrunken clothes, and he's like, oh mom, I need more clothes, by the way.
Yeah, it looks like you do.
Yeah.
The only part I liked with the other Eric was like when Eric walked in and he was like, who are you? Eric. And we're like, who are you?
Oh, me too.
I'm Eric.
Yeah.
That's welcome.
It. Yeah, that's it. He doesn't ask any other questions.
It's like, he doesn't need to know. He's like, oh, he's nice.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah. And then he's like, why can't Sean and Jack get along? And Corey's like, oh, gotta go. Takes his camera and leaves. It's like, Corey, you should be there for your friend, not there to film.
He's getting, like, very selfish in all of this.
Now, are we questioning whether or not Corey is actually a Leo? Because I feel like a Leo would want to be in front of the camera, not behind it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, he has total control of the project.
That's more of a Virgo thing, or Capricorn thing, honestly, to need control.
He's the narrator.
That's fair. He is the narrator.
Yeah.
So, back at the apartment, Topanga and Corey arrive. And Topanga, before they go in, is like, listen, Corey, like, your friend is in trouble. Like, you need to, like, be aware of that instead of filming everything. And he obviously doesn't listen. Mm-hmm. And Jack ended up buying Sean concert tickets. And Sarah, do you like this as a move from Jack to just buy Sean tickets?
I think that he should have bought tickets for them to, like, go together to a concert. Like, I don't think that... I think that it's a little, like, out of touch to buy concert tickets for Sean to go on a date with. I thought that that was, a little well-intentioned, but definitely out of touch.
It just comes off as pity rather than, like, loving.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because I don't even know that Sean truly knows the money situation with Jack. Like, we find out Jack does have student loans, but it turns into this whole argument of, you know, Sean thinking Jack thinks Chet's not good enough. He's like, what do you have against your real father? And Jack says, listen, like, I don't even know him. Like, I grew up with my stepdad. He's my father. And it's just like, and so then they get into this whole argument of like, well, I can't have feelings for someone I don't know. And then they kind of just turn that around on each other. Topanga's, like, upset with Corey because he's just been filming this whole time.
Yeah, it's wildly inappropriate to be filming your best friend who is going through something, like, really real and dramatic. And he's not even thinking about that.
No, these aren't strangers. Like, this is your best friend. And I think, like, even if you're going to film them, take a moment after you film to turn off the camera and say, hey, Sean, like, I know that was a lot. Like, how are you? Like, how is everything going?
Are you sure that it's okay that I'm filming this?
Yeah, I'm here for you. You know, and instead he says something about, like, oh, it's like a guy making a film about Africa. Let nature take its course. It's like, Corey, that is so different than what this is right now.
Well, yeah, that's, like, how... on shows like The Real World and, like, other reality shows, they need psychiatrists and stuff for stuff like this.
Right.
People aren't animals. They need to be okay at the end of it all.
Yeah, there should be a lot of check-ins.
Yep. But that is not how Corey is handling things, unfortunately. Meanwhile, Feeny is like, listen, you can't just hire an Eric. And Morgan's like, but my dad plays basketball with him. And she wants to give, and so they're right, so then Feeny wants to give, the fake Eric advice, and he's just like, run like the wind.
Mm-hmm.
This was very funny.
Yeah, Feeny's my favorite character.
Of all time, on the whole show?
Yeah.
Even right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Feeny's great.
Feeny is great. I'm not...
Yeah, what's your problem with Feeny?
I don't have a problem with Feeny, I'm just saying he's not, like, as involved as he becomes in the future, I don't think.
Even better.
Okay.
I think he's as involved as he ever was and never will be, really.
Well, we're still in the midst of, like, the Eric Feeny BFF situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's still growing.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it. He's yelling the Feeny.
Yeah, he's getting there. He's getting there with the Feeny call.
It already started.
Well, he says he has Feeny. He doesn't do the Feeny yet.
Not yet, no.
Yeah. So, Corey approaches Feeny. And immediately Feeny's like, don't mock my garden. He's like, all right, Feeny, geez, please.
In the gardening smog, don't mock my garden. If you have, I know you well enough, like, I know you have a problem and you're here. And Corey wants to know if he meant it when he said that he is an excellent filmmaker. And Feeny says that he has potential. And he says, it's got passion, it's got conflict, that makes a good film. But Topanga doesn't understand that the guy behind the camera has to stay behind the camera and not get emotionally involved. And Feeny says, no matter how your film turns out, you have potential of being a sensitive and caring filmmaker if you choose, because you're a sensitive and caring young person.
Yeah. Feeney knows how to cut into Corey's, like, heart. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what to say.
Yeah.
And I think Feeney is a smart dude, and he knows what's going on. Like, he knows, like...
He knows at the end of the day that his friendship with Sean is more important than the video.
Yeah.
And he's not going to, like, make him sacrifice that for a stupid project.
Yeah. And he goes, I'm interested to see how the story turns out. And Corey's like, oh, you mean film? And he's like, yeah, sure, the film.
Mm-hmm.
But he really means their friendship.
Yeah, I think that's why he likes it so much. They're working through, like, problems. Like, even if the video isn't, like, up to the class of, like, whatever he was saying earlier.
Yeah, it was like the Thanksgiving episode where that was, like, Sean's essay. It's like, okay, is this going to win any awards? No, but, like, he tried. He put in an effort.
Yeah.
And he cares about it.
Put in a lot of emotion to that.
Yeah. We're back at the apartment, and we see Eric and a girl are dancing, and Jack is dancing with Wendy, but he looks just so, like, depressed.
I loved this. I thought this was so cute. Just two dates dancing to some boppy music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Eric in this scene.
Yeah. Jack's like, oh, I want to call her tonight. And they're like, it's 7 p.m.
Yeah, the day Eric Matthews calls it a night at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And lock it up.
Yeah. And then, of course, Wendy's like, should I do a comedic monologue?
All right, good night.
Please, Wendy.
Good night.
That's all I want to hear is Wendy's comedic monologue.
You need some sleep so you can do that monologue another day.
I'm a little Wendy.
Sure. All right, good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Yeah, well, cut her off. Cut her off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, yeah, so Jack says he wants to get to know Sean, but maybe, like, the whole brother thing isn't going to work out. And then Eric tells a story that is, like, so just meandering and ridiculous about how, like, they went to a Philly game and he bought two hot dogs. One was supposed to be for Corey, but he ate them both. And Corey cried. And so then he went around collecting money to eventually buy Corey a hot dog. And he says, you know, I did the right thing. I was a good older brother. And then Corey got hit in the face with a foul ball.
Did he at least get the foul ball?
Probably not.
I mean, if it hit him in the face, I'd hope so.
I would hope so, yeah.
Will, what's the market value of a...
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Will, what's the market value of a hot dog these days at the baseball game?
I mean, at a baseball game, you're talking like $5.
For one hot dog?
Not even a foot long?
Like $4 to $5. Yeah.
That's trash.
Back in the day, it would have cost you $1.
This is a crock of crap. Is this all dependent on which stadium it is, too?
Yeah, things are different in different places, obviously.
How expensive are Mets hot dogs versus other places?
I mean, maybe not as expensive as Yankee stuff.
A Yankee hot dog is more expensive than a Mets hot dog?
That's because it's a pretentious hot dog. And exactly. It can't have facial hair. It's not allowed.
Only a mustache.
They
can have mustaches?
Yeah, that's it.
Then what is the deal with this rule? I don't understand. If you're going to make it facial hair.
They're supposed to be, like clean-shaven, preppy. Like, that's what they're supposed to be. It's a tradition.
Lame. That is lame.
Lame.
It's very lame. Yes. I remember there was a guy who, like, was on, like, the Red Sox, and then he went to the Yankees, or maybe it was the other way around.
No.
And he had to shave.
Like, he looked like a caveman, and then he did look like
clean-shaven.
Let them live. Let them live.
Are you saying to the Yankees, let them live?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah, and let them...
Let them grow their facial hair out.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying let the Yankees have their traditions.
No.
Yes.
Will says no.
It's dumb.
It is dumb. I agree. Let them have... Like, everyone knows that a beard makes someone, like, 70% hotter.
Thank you.
Yeah, how many more Yankees get action than Mets? That's the question.
I mean, it depends on the player.
Yeah, that's what...
What position of player gets the most action, do you think? Like a shortstop versus a pitcher versus a...
I mean...
No? It depends on the personality of the person. Oh. Like, it doesn't really matter.
I thought is there, like, a sexy baseball position?
No.
I mean, the ones who are usually more fit are, like... The shortstops are...
Because,
like,
they have to run all over the place?
Well, yeah, if you're playing, like, first base, it's usually, like, a bigger guy or something.
You're a bigger guy if you play first base?
Well, yeah, you don't have to move around as much, so you don't have to be as agile and, like, all over the place.
Interesting. I bet you that the catcher has really, really in shape thighs.
Sure.
From crouching, like squats.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if that's what you're looking for.
There you go. This has been Will's Sports Corner.
Okay.
You're welcome, everybody.
I think it was more yours.
I was asking the questions. I was interviewing you about sports. Did you not have a good time with that? That's a no. Anywho. I don't even know where we were. Right, so there was the whole hot dog story. And then we go to outside. Speaking of balls, Sean's bouncing a ball outside like he's 10 years old. This was kind of strange. I feel like nowadays you'd never see someone doing this. They'd just be on their cell phone.
I mean, kids play sports.
Yeah, but he was just standing outside of a house or an apartment or whatever.
Yeah, he was just sad.
He's sad, Sean, as always.
Yeah.
Documentary Man is here. Corey says, oh, I haven't been here since you moved to the trailer park. It's their old apartment. And Sean is like, come on, film me. I have something to say. And he says that he was 7 years old when his dad told him he had a brother. He wondered what he looked like, if he knew about me. And so when I was 10, I wrote him a letter. I didn't get an answer. I must have sent him 15 letters, and I never heard back. He didn't want anything to do with me. Like, you totally can see how Sean would be really upset if this is his mindset. Like, if this is what he thinks was the case.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So it makes sense why he was so upset with Jack and when he first saw him, and why it's been harder for him to... for them to have that connection. And Jack comes in, he's like, I never got the letters. I never got them. My mom must have thrown them out without showing them to me. And it's like, okay, Mrs. Jack's mom, like, why would you do that?
It's harmless. Yeah, like, it's his brother. It's not even just his dad who, like, I still think a dad has a right to, like, send his son a letter, but, like, whatever. I understand maybe if they ended poorly and she didn't want him to have any connection to him. But it's his little brother. Like, he's 10 years old. What harm could he do?
Yeah. It's just mean.
It is. And Sean says, no, you're ashamed of me. You always have been. And Sean tells Corey not to get in the middle of it. But Corey says, like, I didn't realize what was going on. Like, this is too personal now. Like, this is your life. Like, I'd like for you to have a happy ending. Like, it doesn't need to end in a sad way. And Jack says that if he had known that Sean wanted to see him, he would have gotten on a bus and come to see you. And it was so sweet. Like, they both just say, like, I always wanted a brother. And then they, like, hug. Like, this was such a nice moment between them. And I think we needed this episode. Because if they would have just been close... without any, like, background information, I feel like it would have been unbelievable.
It would have been cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of this scene? You don't have any brothers, but...
No, but I thought that was, like, the best scene of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, where, like, Jack, like, can actually show that he does care. And, like...
Yeah, he clears the record. They have a clean slate they can start building off of.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, like, I love Jack calling Sean a pig, and he's just, like, so excited about it.
My brother called me a pig.
Yeah, he's, like, so happy. He's like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then we get the end scene with Eric doing laundry, and this is so stupid. Like, it's just, he's just like, look at them. They go round and round. They don't even know what they're missing. And Morgan says that Larry was not very good at being Eric. And then we find out that he stole Morgan's bunny rabbit, and Larry's a little sicko.
Yeah. What was he going to do with that?
Who knows? He's a sicko.
You don't need to know. I don't know what he was going to do with that.
My favorite thing about this end segment is when Feeny talks to the camera and is like, yeah, like, I'm really thinking about moving away now. He's like, I thought that when the kids were going to get older, it would quiet down, but it's not getting better.
Feeny loves it. Come on, Feeny. You love to be loved. Like, he loves to be needed.
Yeah.
He loves the drama.
He does love the tea. That's why he bugs everybody's houses.
That's why he stands in the backyard gardening all day.
He's not really gardening.
No, he's gardening. It's just an excuse
to hear about. Just moving dirt around with a little shovel.
The only reason he got into gardening.
Yeah, he wants that dirt.
Oh my god! I love it. It's amazing. Overall, I liked this episode. I feel like it fit well here as the second episode of the season to dive deeper into Jack, especially Jack and Sean's relationship. I think is a good way to do it.
I think this was the first time we ever saw Morgan talk to Feeny. like at the fence, even though it wasn't for her, it was for fake Eric.
For this Morgan, yes, we've seen the other Morgan.
Yeah? Oh.
The first Morgan.
Yeah, but, I think.
Yeah, but I think, like, yeah, you're right. And this is the first time Morgan has really had any storyline in a good long while, I think, as well.
I mean, if you consider that a storyline, yeah.
It's kind something.
Of. Yeah.
It's like a C storyline or a D storyline. It's, like, so far removed. But, yeah, I thought this was a good episode. I enjoyed it. Sarah, what about you?
I thought it was good. It's kind of like this is more fitting to be called brothers than, like, the first episode. Like, yeah, I feel like this is truly, like, what, like, having a sibling is all about is, you know, discovering that, like, to love the person as, like, a person and not because they're just, like, related to you or their family and accepting them for who they are and getting a better understanding. Like, I think that it showed, like, a very interesting development into their siblingship.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get into the second episode here, Season 5, Episode 3. But first, we are going to take a quick moment for our sponsors. We will be right back.
Thank you, sponsors.
And we're back. All right, let's get into It's Not You, It's Me. Such a classic line for them to have as the title here. Of course, it's meaning Sean and Corey, not Corey and Topanga, because obviously... Obviously, the real romance of the whole show.
We're
in Feeny's classroom, and we find out next Friday is going to be college recruitment day. So school's like at UFC. UFC.
USC. You got the little...
Is it UFC, like a fighting thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
USC, my love. University of Southern California, NYU.
I don't know why they're there, though, being like...
Southern California?
Yeah.
And people want to get out of the cold.
Random city in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And Rutgers. RU. Yes. You guys like Rutgers?
I don't know anything about Rutgers.
It at least makes sense since it's in New York.
It's in New Jersey.
Or Jersey, whatever. Yeah. It's in the...
Area. Yeah, that's
general vicinity.
Whatever.
That's one of Jersey's like most well respected big schools that people go to around here.
Yeah. They have a big sports program.
Yes. My dad worked for the Rutgers basketball.
Fancy.
That's how I know of that school is just because it's sports.
I only know about it because it's because the show Yellow Jackets that I've been covering on Posher Recaps, one of the characters was supposed to go to Rutgers.
Oh.
Actually, and they all grew up in Jersey, so that makes perfect sense.
That makes sense.
So apparently Corey has an interview with Sanford, like you were saying last episode, Sarah.
How?
And Sean is super upset because he had promised Sean that they would go to the same college. And Sean's like, you know what? I also want to go to Vermont and watch the Leafs change. Which is so cute and is a thing people do. Yes. Very much a thing people do.
I think that's cute. I mean, a trip to Vermont's very romantic.
A little boys trip.
I've said it a million times on this podcast, but like, I love Corey and Sean's relationship and the fact that they are so like loving towards one another and like talk about their emotions like openly. I absolutely love it.
They want to be around each other.
Aww.
They want to experience things together.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's, like, very common to see, like, a sisterhood between two friends like this. But, like, these two are, like, brothers. Like, they are best friends in the world. Yeah. And I love watching their friendship grow, even if it's a lot of revisionist history in this episode.
Oh, my gosh. So much.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yes. Llama pit.
Yeah, the llama pit.
So it's like, Sean's like, you know I can never get into Stanford. And it's like, Corey, you know you can't get into Stanford either, dude. Like, what are you even doing? You're wasting $50 for your application applying to Stanford. What a joke. But he is also applying to Wisconsin and Penn. Penn is also, well, I'm assuming that they meant Penn
Isn't
State.
Isn't there Penn State
but
and
then
Penn?
University of Pennsylvania. Different.
It could have been University of Pennsylvania.
No. University of Pennsylvania is Which fucking one? Hard to get into.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. Whatever the one
Penn
that's easier
State
to get into.
Penn State is still kind of hard to get into, but it's a big party school, and it's a, I think it's a big, it's a Big 10 or a Big 12 school. I don't remember. One of them.
I forget.
One of them.
So many of them have switched.
So, yeah, they switch around a lot. You're right. So, maybe he can get into Penn State. Maybe. I don't know. But, and I don't know about
what's the name of the college Eric is at right now?
Pembroke.
You're right. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately, spoiler alert, where they end up going.
Well, that's where everybody in the galaxy goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so Sean's just like, well, obviously you're going to go there. You're going to make new friends. And you know what? Like, I'm not always going to be here. I'm going to go find my own friends. Mm-hmm. And Sean is being very dramatic.
I love him in this episode. He's being such a little drama queen.
He's such a water sign in this episode. It's absolutely ridiculous. Doesn't he even say he's like, I'm going to go look out the window and be sad?
My little Scorpio baby. I just love you so much.
Sarah has said on a Dawson's Creek episode that like one of her favorite things is like sitting in a car, looking out the window, crying.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
So dramatic.
It is dramatic.
I love it. I've done it an ungodly amount of times.
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Aw, Will. You and I, we are just two peas in a pod sometimes. Mm.
When I'm at my terrible job on my break, I'll just go to my car and look out the window.
Will, it's too real.
I'll just hold a cup of coffee and just look out the window.
It reminds me of the episode of Friends where Joey and Chandler aren't living together, and has that like thing.
Oh, the rain thing.
Yeah, it makes it look like he's looking at a rainy window, but it's really just like this glass thing with water dripping down
waterfall.
It. We need to get Sarah one of those so that when she's sad, she could just look at it.
Mm-hmm. I used to the house that I grew up in. We had like a little waterfall thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very,
did you stare at it and cry?
Probably. Yeah. There's a lot of crying in that house. So Corey is like, it doesn't have to be like all the schools on my list. Like, what are some schools in your list? And he's like, I never needed a list because my list was your list. It's our list. So yeah, he is going to go find new friends. And Corey doesn't like this. It is very, very sad. And then he goes, Sean, but what about Vermont? I put down a deposit.
I love this so much.
Yeah.
And so then we find out that, like, Sean is going to pay a skywriter to write Corey, I hate you, in the sky.
Mm.
And Topanga's like, oh, like, what's going on? And Corey's like, oh, nothing. But then they go into the classroom, and some dude named Andy is in Corey's seat.
How rude. And he's just like,
that is very rude.
Yes, and he's just like, oh, this is my new friend. It's not you, it's me. I need my space. And so then Corey's like, Sean has a new best friend, Topanga. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? Two can play at this game. So Corey approaches poor Lionel. I feel so bad for Lionel this episode.
He seems totally down for it.
I know, but like he's only being approached because as like a revenge plot.
I mean, he seemed like he really wanted a friend.
Lionel is so sweet. Lionel gives me
immediately offers the grapes.
He does.
Oh my God. Sharing.
And we know
other
how much Corey loves grapes.
Yeah.
When, I'm surprised that Lionel didn't feed them to him. You know?
Oh, that would be a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah, that'd be too far.
And too far.
What's the whole thing of grapes? That's a bit rude.
Was it all of his grapes? Or
yes!
He
Corey
off?
Loves
he pulled,
grapes.
Like, the thing.
Oh, wow.
He keeps them on his bed, normally.
Yeah, he loves grapes. One time in elementary school, something similar happened to me where one of my friends said that we weren't jiving anymore and that she needed some space. And she used the word jiving.
Oh my God, did you say, fuck you, bitch, where did you come from, the 1920s? Get out of my face.
No, I looked out a window and cried.
The difference between a water sign and a fire sign. Just like, go fuck yourself, I never want to see you again. And then you're out, and then that's it. And then you win.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have Jack.
In my mind, that's how I win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we have Jack and Eric, and they have to write their first college paper ever, and they are scared to do it, and they discover that they want to ask for an extension. Jack has a laptop, and we're trying to, like, live in a world where he's not a rich bitch and he has a laptop. Now I have issues again with this.
Yeah, this is a BFD. Like, Eric's writing out his fucking essay, and Jack's like, look at my fancy fucking laptop, bitch.
Yeah, this is, like, late 90s. That isn't, like, a very common thing.
And he talks about, like, oh, I'm writing a paper on going to China, working with paleontologists. Like, you're not helping to people to convince them that you're not rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a laptop. It's for your lap.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it is.
Why isn't Jack at, like, Cornell or something? It seems like he's got all the connections and everything, and he's getting A's. Like, he got an A.
He did. Doesn't mean
they
he
want
got...
him to teach now.
Well, maybe he wanted to stay close to his brother.
I don't know, but, like, also you would think that he said that he has to pay off student loans. Like, my answer to that would be, like, maybe he got a full ride, but now he's paying off student loans. Oh, got it. I don't know. There's a lot
of... He might have gotten, like, some scholarship, but just not enough for a full ride. Like, that's possible.
Maybe he took out student loans to pay for... No, like, never mind. It's not student housing. I don't know. Whatever.
But I love...
He's just terrible at science. He failed science. And that's why he has to go to a different school.
I love Eric being like, you got pictures? No. You got nothing. That you need pictures, but apparently he didn't even go. His sister went. She's 10. And so Eric's like, you know what? I got this. We have to be friends with the dean. So that is their plan for this episode, which Dean isn't even the cool dean that we know and love. It's some random dude.
Yeah, it's the guy from Breakfast Club.
I know, but like, what the hell?
The least cool dean.
Back at the Matthews house, it's 6 p.m. Corey's in his pajamas eating ice cream, and Morgan immediately calls him out, and she's just like, Sean dumped you, didn't he? And then it's like, oh, Lionel called. Sean was at Pink's with a couple of college guys. Pink's was not your place, Corey. Chubby's is your fucking place.
That's the issue.
Now Sean got a new place with his new friends.
Oh, my God.
What is Pink's? Where is Pink's?
I think it's a place in Philly. I think it's a real place.
Oh, wait. Do they sell Philadelphia cheesesteaks? Because I think I've heard of it, actually.
It's either that or hot dogs.
Okay.
Is Philadelphia known for its hot dogs?
I mean, I think... I can't remember what this restaurant sells.
Oh, like a Philly footlong. That sounds like it's a thing.
I mean, sure.
Okay. If it's not, work on it, Philadelphia.
But they spell it with a PH.
Yes! Get on that, Philadelphia. Don't take our idea, though. You owe us money.
Probably already do it.
They owe us money now.
I've heard that this name of a place, I don't know if it's in Philly or whatever.
That does this?
No, Pink's. Oh. Yeah.
We were still on topic? Okay.
Yeah, I was trying.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Pink's Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
They sell burgers and chili dogs since 1939.
It's in Philly?
Well, there's one in Philadelphia at the King of Prussia Mall. But I think it originated in Hollywood.
Yeah. Whatever.
Didn't we go to the King of Prussia Mall?
I think so.
We did. We stopped at the King of Prussia Mall.
Yeah, you needed shoes or something.
I did. I needed shoes. There you go. What an anecdote. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So Corey says he's going to go watch Lifetime movies and have a good cry. And Alan is a misogynistic asshole here. He's just like, we're sure he still likes girls, right? And it's like, you know what, Alan? People have emotions and need to express them.
Yeah.
They do. It's just crappy 90s comedy.
First of a few comments like that.
Yeah, Alan has a lot of that type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So back at the school, we have Eric saying they need to be friends with Dean. Everything's going to be fine. And so they like bow to the Dean. And he's like, I want to establish a mentor-mentee relationship. I had one with my other principal, Mr. Feeney. And this guy is like kind of a dick.
I mean, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that he never has ever given anybody an extension on a paper. He thinks people that have mentors don't have their own thoughts. And he's kind of just like a big douche.
Yeah, he's just like, every student is lined up to kiss my butt. It's like, all right, bro, like they're asking for help and you're being an asshole.
Yeah, they even brought him a babka.
Who doesn't want a babka? What is it? Is that a dessert?
It's like a Greek dessert that has like some sort of filling in it with like a flaky pastry.
Oh, sounds Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Yum. So back at Chubby's, Corey and Lionel are sitting across from Topanga, and he doesn't want to talk about Sean at all. Topanga has something to tell Corey. She's like, you have your choice of schools to go to. Sean is just afraid of you leaving him behind. So you need to talk with him. And then Sean walks in with like three lookalikes. Like they all are wearing leather jackets. Like they had, this is so on purpose and absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you think of their outfits, Will? In back in your day, did leather jackets mean they were bad business?
Back in my day? What are you talking about?
This guy.
Hmm.
Back in our day.
Hmm.
Leather jackets meant bad boys.
Will's young and fresh. Sure. Don't bother him with this.
I'm in my 20s.
Young. Do you want to die live on the podcast? Because we can make it happen.
Scary.
I mean, this comes out after the fact, so it would be
evidence.
Tape for them.
I'll just cut out the evidence.
Oh no, she is the one that edits the podcast.
I do edit the podcast.
That's true.
I know. But I mean, leather jackets. That's just like the cool dude. That's like going back to like Fonzie or whatever.
Then yeah.
Sean's the cool dude, so he's got other cool dudes now.
Or like jackets.
Yeah.
Or Harvey, whatever his name is.
Harvey Kiner.
Harvey Kiner and Griff. Yeah.
The greaser kind of guy.
So that's the type of people. I
see little Sean back in the day as a leather jacket.
He does. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Always had the leather jacket. Always.
He was always cool. He was always
since
trouble.
Day one. I like how Corey's like, I have new friends too. It's Lionel. He's so stupid.
He gives me grapes.
Yeah. And they get into this big fight. They like throw water on each other, and Sean says, "You know what? We're different. You're college. I'm townie. Let's end our friendship right here and now."
No.
It's like very sad.
Very.
They're on a break.
They are on a break.
Very, very.
Yeah. Corey and Lionel go to their apartment, and Lionel, poor Lionel, why do I have to be here? But he's like prepared to take a punch for Corey.
Yeah,
sweet Lionel.
Lionel's a good guy.
Yeah, I like how
we'll miss him when we never see him again.
Yeah, well, we will never see Lionel again. Poor Lionel.
Probably.
Corey goes to pick up his stuff. He doesn't think that's going to be out, but it's in a huge box. This is like so bad. This is like such a big fight. And then we, what now?
Yeah, so Sean is throwing this, like, big party.
Oh, the party. I forgot about the party.
Yeah, they're pounding Cokes and telling stories.
Oh, yeah, boy. Cokes.
No emotional attachment. Cokes. Nobody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, have a nice whatever. And it's just, like, a whole big... It's a big argument. But then, of course, like, Corey's in the elevator waiting, and Sean tells Lionel, never eat cakes in Paramus. That's ours.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, you loved a Paramus shout out.
Yeah, okay. So, like, apparently they used to go to the Paramus Mall, which I only assume is, it has to be either Paramus Park Mall or it could be the Garden State Plaza Mall. Not quite sure. I'm guessing it's the Paramus Park Mall, and they had cakes there. And I've definitely had cake in Paramus. I thought that was a very enjoyable joke for someone that grew up right next to Paramus.
Yeah, they they knew you were going to be watching this 15 years later.
Yeah, I was smitten about that. I wonder how they got to Paramus. I wonder where they had their cake. I have a lot of questions about this one particular segment, but I do
is
like
there good cake in Paramus.
I mean, there's plenty of cake in Paramus. It's there's like three malls in Paramus. Paramus is the place to be. I've been trying to get Jess to go to Paramus for a while. I want to go shopping there.
It's the place to be. Get some cake.
Get some cake in Paramus. That's our thing.
Well, then we're not allowed to go because that's your and Sarah's.
Yeah, it's mine and Sarah's. Yeah. You're not allowed.
Right. We'll never have cake in Paramus.
I gotta find.
You're the Lionel. Okay. Lionel's great.
Why do I have to be Lionel?
Because you're not allowed to have cake in Paramus. Who do you want to be?
Will.
He just there
wants
isn't to, a Will, on
he just wants to be himself. Lionel.
Fine. Anyway, back at the stupid dean's office, or at his house, Eric and Jack are waiting outside. They have the babka. And Jack is like, oh, I can, you know, I can write the paper. But they want an extension. And the freaking dean has a Doberman. He, like, sicks on them like a jerk. Oh,
Dobermans are kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, they're, again, I stand by the fact that there's no bad breed of dog. It's all in how you raise them. They were raised to be guard dogs. Like, they were bred to be guard dogs. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, that's a huge liability concern, sir. Like, first of all, I don't think he has homeowner's insurance because most places won't cover Dobermans because of the breed. And also, like, you shouldn't be sicking your dog on anybody.
It's their faces. Like, they're, like, they look so judgy with their, like, tiny little skinny ears.
That's fair. They do look judgy. Yeah, very rude. But then, of course, Eric has nowhere else to turn to but Mr. Feeny. Mr. Feeny!
Mr. Feeny!
So good. And Feeny comes out and he's like, what the fuck, dude?
I expected this. Today, tomorrow, every yesterday.
Day. Yeah. And Jack is afraid. Poor little Jack. He has no idea. He's like, who is this lunatic I agreed to be my roommate?
Yeah.
And he's like, we have to hand in our first paper. We're so afraid. And Feeny's, he finds out it's an open assignment and you go write about whatever you want. And so Feeny tells them, write about something personal. Perhaps the anxiety you're feeling. And Eric's like, look at it. Feeny and Eric back together, just like the old days.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why they're having so much trouble with this essay if they could write about literally anything.
Sometimes open-ended ones are really hard, though. Sometimes getting parameters makes things easier.
I mean, I guess. Like, I don't know. Those kind of essays always seem like the easiest ones, at least to me. You just make up whatever you want. Like, tell a story that happened to you.
You could lie about going to Africa and finding fossils.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
If you could tell it in a way that's believable.
Fair enough. So, Feeny is legendary, as always. And he continues to be legendary in the next scene when Topanga sets up Corey and Sean to meet in Feeny's office.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Topanga.
To sting.
Yeah. Yeah, we get another Topanga in the books, which we love. And she's like, you're not going to listen to me. You won't listen to each other. Listen to Mr. Feeny. And Feeny's like, what? I have nothing to say. And Topanga's like, shame on you. Shame on you. Like, I'm with Feeny, though. He's like, I show up. I teach. Why isn't that enough for you people? I have to be bombarded at my house at all hours of the night. I can't get a decent night's sleep. I can't garden in peace.
And, like, here, like, nothing even really happens with Feeny other, like, they go into the flashback, and that's what, like, reminds them of
He does nothing. He he's really just does there. Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, like, Corey and Sean are just, like, looking up, like, into the opposite direction, like, remembering their flashback, and, like, Feeny's like, am I done here? Like, can I go inside?
Yeah, so can you leave, please? Can you leave the freaking office? Yeah, so their flashback is so ridiculous. They're at a zoo, and, Sean invites Corey for lunch, but Corey says he shouldn't have lunch with Sean because he lives in a trailer park. Corey then pretends to be a llama. Hey, look, Topanga, I'm a llama. And Topanga's like, Corey, I told you not to play by the llamas. And he falls in, and Sean jumps in and does literally nothing besides offer him a hand to help him up. And then
this 3-foot wall.
Yes, tiny, tiny wall. And then Topanga's like, I'm Topanga. And he goes, the wife. And it's like, no, they weren't together. Stop trying to rewrite history, Boy Meets World. We know better.
Why does he have glasses? He never wears glasses.
Yeah, it's like, are you telling me that Corey's been wearing contact lenses since, like,
every day?
11 years old? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is that, like, they dress them so, like, stereotypically, right? So, like, Sean is in, like, a leather jacket and, like, these combat boots. And young Corey looks like the dorkiest of all dorks.
But also they have
so much bigger than them.
They have evidence of, like, how they dressed in the first season. So it's like, just slap him in, like, some color-blocking shirts and, like, I don't know, a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous. And, of course, Sean says, promise me when we grow up you won't go to college and leave me.
Very specific request.
Oh my god. Oh my god. And so then we come
back. Saved them from the vicious llamas.
The llamas are so dangerous. They'll spit at you.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Imagine.
Those Philly llamas. You never know what they're at.
So we come back from the flashback, and they're hugging. Sean's like, you know what? Go wherever you want. And Sean says, I should have remembered how sensitive you can be. And Sean's like, I'm going to try harder in school so we could go to college together. And Topanga's like, you know what? We have to expect we're going to be separated. She's the one who's the most logical in all of this. She says, we should make our senior year, like, the best year possible because we might get separated. And we find out Topanga applied to the University of Miami. I mean,
how dare
Topanga's
she?
Topanga's going to apply to a few different places that, like,
they she's can't the smartest of them. Yeah.
And we're going to go through this whole storyline again with Corey, but he's on the other end.
Yeah, of, probably.
Like, Topanga wanting to leave him and, like, go to Yale or
whatever. As she should. She's the smartest.
Yeah.
Don't limit yourself to Topanga.
So, like, I don't know how Corey doesn't learn his lesson here.
Can I tell you?
Selfish later on.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Alpacas are much cuter than llamas.
What's are the they? Difference? Let me look this up.
They're so alpaca much cuter. I don't know why everyone's talking about llamas when they could be talking about alpacas.
Not that big of a difference.
No, they look so... Alpacas have squishy faces and are fluffier. Basically, the alpacas are the shih tzus of the...
Oh, my goodness.
Alpaca breed. I don't know. What are they? Mammals? I don't know.
What are they, mammals?
Yes, they're mammals.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, alpacas are, like, fluffier.
Are they? Yeah. And they have this squishy face.
But I think a llama's ears are cuter.
No, I like the alpacas.
Llama's just more fun to say.
It's spelled more fun as well.
I'm pro alpaca.
Would you ever have an alpaca if you had the space?
A kid I went to high school with, his family owned an alpaca farm.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, played on the same baseball team.
Oh, llamas are much bigger.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't.
Look at this baby one.
No, the only animal that I want besides a shih tzu ever is a bunny rabbit. I really love bunnies.
It's certainly possible. You could do that.
Well, yeah. Jess had bunnies.
I did have bunnies.
I love bunnies very, very much. But besides that, I don't want any other animals. Oh, and a Persian cat.
Always the Persian cat.
Yeah. And a dog is fine for me. I don't need any other animals.
If we had a farm, I would get alpacas.
Why?
Because they're cute.
Why are we getting a farm?
I don't know. If we wanted one.
No.
All right. So we decided on alpacas over llamas.
Yeah.
My job here is done.
The dean's office, he's threatening Eric and Jack with shock therapy, and I hate him. He's the worst.
This guy sucks.
He's
basically the character from Breakfast Club.
He is.
Again.
He,
that's the whole gimmick here.
He starts speaking in Mandarin, and apparently Jack also knows Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get a month extension, which in college time is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
Well,
like, I'll
you're
give
gonna
you
get
the weekend.
Yeah, like right. You're gonna get like two other papers in between the time that you're working on your first paper.
Exactly, it makes absolutely no sense. It's like the thought that you would have an extra month to complete something is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode, I thought, not as good as the first one. Obviously,
I thought this was funnier. I liked this episode.
It had its moments. I just like the storyline of the first one better, I think.
Hmm.
Well, what did you think?
I liked the first one more than the second one, for sure. The only part I remembered, like, vividly in either of the episodes was the end of the first one with, like, them in front of, like, the apartment where they once lived and, like, Sean and Jack having the conversation and actually getting on the same page for the first time, like... That's the only one that was, like, emotionally impactful enough to be memorable to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. And I hate the stupid flashback so much.
It is dumb.
Oh, yeah.
The Topanga's comment at the end of it is stupid.
Oh, yeah. Your boys, stop hugging.
Yeah.
It's like, boys can hug too, Topanga. Shut up.
Yeah. She's wrong.
Yeah. They were all right episodes. But next week, we are stopping down to cover just one episode yet again. Season 5, Episode 4, Fraternity Row. And we're not alone. We're going to be joined by someone who has joined us once before. She's coming back again. The amazing Asia Welch. Can't wait to talk about this with her.
Woo.
Woo! Woo. I'm so excited to talk about Greek life. My favorite subject.
Sarah loves Greek life. Sarah, where can people reach us on the social needs if they want to send in feedback and all that other jazz?
Yeah, find us at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on our website at www.shit90spod.com. You can always write us in at shit90spod@gmail.com. And aside from that, you can find me at Sarah Ferguson. How about you,
Amazing.
Jess?
Yes, you could find me at The Jess Darling on Twitter. You can also find me podcasting over at Post Your Recaps on Community Building. I'm just finishing up some Yellow Jackets coverage over there as well. And on top of that, Sarah and I are starting The Gilded Age. That is premiering next week, but we already have two podcasts out, a kickoff podcast, and then we had a full podcast dedicated to Downton Abbey. So definitely go check all of that out. We had so much fun. You could find us over at Post Show Recaps if you want to give those a listen. Will, where can people follow you if they want to see what you're talking about?
I mean, I have a Twitter, but I don't really tweet much. I'm mostly in the Post Show Recaps Discord playing like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Yeah, so if you want to play with all three of us, we all three play. Yeah. PostShowRecaps.com/Patreon. Become a $10 a member of the patron at a $10 level.
And go listen to more of Jess and Sarah.
Yes, please do. I think that's all we have for them this week.
Yep.
Thank you all, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.